I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Nella Barkley. Nella is the co-founder of the Crystal Barkley Corporation, which devotes itself to teaching individuals and management how to make maximum satisfying use of their human resources. Nella has a long history of teaching, coaching, training, and managing leaders and their organizations to help them create satisfying use of their human resources. Nella is a graduate of Sweetbriar College and Harvard Business School. Nella, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Well, the same here. I'm delighted. It's a good way to start off the new year.
It certainly is. So you've been a mentor, coach, and friend of mine for over 30 years. We first met when I was a participant in Crystal Barkley's Life Work Design Program. How did you become involved in Life Work?
I know it's scary to think it's been that long.
Well, I know it's been that long. It's been that long, and it's been a remarkable ride. And I credit much of what I've done to the program that you run. So,
well, you know, I think my clients are among the most amazing people I know, and I count you among them. It's just a very exciting work to see people get hold of what they're really all about and then go and actually do something about it.
Well, the doing part is really important. Lots of us have thoughts and ideas, but fail to take action. So I couldn't agree more. Now, tell me, how did you become involved in life work design in the first place?
Because it needed doing. I had been doing organizational consulting entirely. Basically taking a company or an organization or a unit of that organization and helping it to re-strategize, so to speak, to take a good look at what they had to work with, what they were all about primarily, and construct a strategy to make things happen and make things happen in the direction they wanted them to happen. In the end, I was simply more fascinated with the dilemmas of the individuals in those organizations than I was with the organizational issues. It all comes down to people anyway. And I began to think that there is a way to bring the same kind of strategic thinking to personal planning and decision making, as well as to hiring and promotion and mentoring of people in organizations. The same kind of steps are involved in analyzing what you want to make happen and making it happen, but I didn't see people doing that. This was all about bringing strategic management planning really to personal decision making, the assessment that leads to those decisions, and most importantly, implementing them.
Can you provide some tips on how this works?
There are no shortcuts. I wish I could reduce it to a simple set of tips, but I can tell you and your listeners, David, that it's all about knowing who you are, first of all, what you bring to the table. It's surprising how many people really don't know the extent of the capacities that they own and are capable of expressing. So number one is knowing who you are. The central part of it, however, is knowing what you want to make happen. We all have abundant skills and talents, but if we don't know how to apply them, where to apply them, in what direction, then we don't make very good headway. And the third part of this, of course, is how do I make it happen? Well, everybody wants to go to the third part first, but it's just like baking a cake. You know, unless you have good ingredients, you know what ingredients you've got and put them together right, it doesn't come out of the oven right.
I think that's a very good analogy. You certainly can go down the wrong path if you try baking before you figure out what ingredients you're putting together and why.
Precisely. So I began doing research to see who understood how to bring the steps of strategic management planning to personal decision making. And I'll have to say, I really came upon a wasteland, with the exception of a handful of individuals who were rather idiosyncratic in their approach. I didn't find much that was producing results until I ran across a man named John Crystal. And he had a remarkable turn of mind. John Crystal was a product of World War II and a very good educational system. I met him toward the end of his life and feel blessed by having done so. He really had evolved out of his own life a system of doing exactly what I wanted to do. And because it wasn't theoretical, because it came out of his own life, it was proven. It was proven right out of the chute. And he was willing to let me build a business around what he knew and also to reduce to perhaps a CRISPR system some of the wonderful principles that he had put to work. And so that was the beginning of the Crystal Barclay Corporation, which was in the 80s.
And what has transpired over the last few decades in this area of personal decision-making, both in the work that you do and also in the field in general?
Well, it's hard to describe a field for this. One of the things that's happened in society in general is that people have come more to realize that they have a right and they have the freedom to choose a future, that you don't just get out of school and work for a company and hope they'll take care of you for the rest of your life, and we all know that's a myth. In fact, it always was in a sense, but it's more a myth today than ever. So that there's been a whole movement towards self-empowerment that certainly coincides with what we do. And the very aggressive business and professional techniques that have come into play have forced people into a demand for performance that has been very, very challenging. And some people make it and some people don't. And the people who don't usually don't make it because they're in the wrong direction. So that more aggressive expectation and demands that are placed on people have certainly accelerated in recent years. There is also a whole kind of movement toward life coaches. The Crystal Barclay Corporation is situated somewhere in between what you would classify as a strategic management consultant and a life coach. We're in a category somewhat by ourselves, which is both an advantage and a disadvantage, I suppose.
do you think this approach of understanding what you have to offer and creating a proposal around it is any different for an individual than it would be for a business trying to make an offer to either another business or a consumer?
It's directly analogous. It's the same process regardless. One of the things we do with our clients, in both individually and in the group settings in which we try to have everyone engage, is we walk you through a guide of exactly what is the opportunity, what am I going to do about it, why am I qualified, how much is it going to cost you to get me to do this? And those are the tenets of a good proposal. Something that is that well thought out is such music to most potential employers' ears. Because normally they're faced with people who are much more concerned about their ability to get a job than their ability to do something for the very person who's hiring.
Della, many of our listeners are leaders in organizations, often in smaller organizations, where they've been successful, but they seem to have hit a plateau, and they're not sure what to do, or maybe they've tried different tactics to try to get their business or their organization to the next level of success, and it just isn't happening. I'm wondering what of the planning and the strategic decision-making steps that you use might be applicable to somebody who's in a leadership role in an organization.
Well, I think one of the first questions to ask yourself is this where I really want to be right now? And what am I going to accomplish? What do I truly want to accomplish by being here? Is it consonant with the rest of my life? If you're coming up with solid yeses to those questions, then I think the next question to ask is, have I really given this organization everything I can give it? And is it time for me to move on to something else? Has my enthusiasm for this waned? Because if we're just trying to get a paycheck, we will actually do less and less well. Real performance comes from a desire. And so we need to marry that desire to what we want to do. If we've decided we would like very much to stay within the organization and to rededicate ourselves to it, if it's consonant with what we think our life is about, then I think it's time to get some perspective and think of some wild ideas, some different ways of doing things. If things are not working for you, you cannot afford to keep doing the same thing harder and harder over time. You must create a new scenario to address the situation. And maybe it means reconfiguring your unit, reconfiguring the organization, moving around the personnel so that people are better equipped to do their jobs, thinking of different kinds of products and services to offer. And the easiest and most direct way to get at this is ask your constituency, ask your buyers, ask those you serve, what do they need? How could the current service be enhanced? How could the product mix be changed? They will give you the answer that will determine your success.
Well, feedback is really important. And what I'm hearing you say is that whether you're, if you're a leader in an organization, whether you're there as an employee or as an owner, that it's really important to make sure that what you're doing is consistent with your personal values.
Well, you know, if it doesn't, you're going to be operating out of sync with who you are. And it's just like a machine that doesn't work well, whose gears don't fit together well. It's never going to work well.
I couldn't agree more. Nella, what have been some of your own personal successes and challenges?
I must say it's been harder to build this firm to enable people to understand what is possible than I ever thought it would be. You know, everyone wants to live a well-calibrated, quote, successful life and be happy. But when it comes right down to it, very few people think it's actually possible. And that skepticism sometimes overrides a will to put in the work, to do something about crafting a life. And you do need to craft your own life so that it will turn out to be something that is not only rewarding to you, but to those you serve. So overcoming that natural skepticism and sometimes fear, because the fear that if I make a change, things might even be worse than they are now, often hold us back. When, as a matter of fact, the greatest danger is not doing anything about it, because the situation's invariably deteriorate.
And when you personally have been stuck, who has helped you smash the plateau?
Oh, my loved ones. It's very important to have a circle of friends and loved ones around you whom you have cultivated and nurtured them over the years. And they usually return it to you in spades. Some professional friends who have been enormously inspirational and have taught me a lot. Certainly, among those I would have to put John Crystal, who had a remarkable turn of mind, at very high on the list. But there's also a firm I worked with early in my professional life, the Terran Corporation, whose leader, Ren Fortier, taught me much of what I know about management. And as I taught that to other people, it enriched my life. And I must say, I am every day inspired by the Crystal Barclay clients whom I see doing remarkable things, often doing things I didn't think were even remotely possible. But once we determined that they had the requisite skills, they've made it happen. So I'm constantly returned that in the course of my daily life with Crystal Barclay.
It sounds very inspirational.
Well, you know, people are inspirational. And one of the great discoveries for me in building this service and running it is the richness in seemingly ordinary people's lives. We all have so many more skills and talents than we ever dream we have. We have to learn to see it and to work with what we've got to the maximum. And when that is done, remarkable things do happen.
That's so true. Every individual has gifts, and also every organization has gifts. And when those gifts get shared, the world prospers.
That's right. And when you think about the fact that organizations are simply an aggregate of individuals, and you need to have that aggregate of individuals ardently devoted to the goals of the organization. So I always say, when people are researching the possible organizational affiliations they might want to have, look at the leadership of that organization, look at what they're saying, and then talk to the people within the organization and see that if those values are reflected in the daily actions of people in the organization. You can figure it out pretty quickly, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a whole movement now toward conscious capitalism. I am an ardent believer in capitalism. I do think the greed of certain individuals could wreck the whole concept of capitalism. But the movement toward conscious capitalism now, which is very well articulated in a book by John Mackey, who runs the Whole Foods organization, and it's called Conscious Capitalism. It's a good example of how even very large firms can reflect the values of its leadership right down to the salesperson or the cash register.
Including large firms that are in a very competitive sector.
Yes. I mean, what's more competitive than the grocery business, where a quarter of a cent profit on an item can make you or break you?
It's a great example. Nella, what are you working on now that you're most excited about?
Well, I have a hard time saying I'm really excited about anything more than I'm excited about the people that I work with. I do, however, think diversity is important, meaning diversity of activity for any individual. We can't all be about work. I'm not all about the Crystal Barclay Corporation. I use every discretionary moment I have to work on public education issues, because that's what matters most to me outside of my professional work, although I must say I do bring a lot of my professional point of view to that. So I work a lot on local, state, and national educational issues through various organizations. I'm very excited about the arts world. Art furnishes my life, music and painting. And I think that ought to be part of the educational system, and work to make it so. There's a wonderful example in my home, which is Charleston, South Carolina, although I seem to be away from it a lot of the time. The Boeing Corporation came into Charleston, and they have made a sea change. They're absolutely devoted to bettering the educational opportunities with self-interest in mind. They want to have an educated workforce. And they're willing to start from age zero, literally, with children. And they have underwritten, and here's a corporation acting in a very socially conscious way, but out of self-interest as well. And they have underwritten an arts and education program, which is already demonstrating the rise in math and science scores on the part of students who are engaging with artists in their residencies in their public schools. So that's pretty exciting work.
It sounds very exciting and very rewarding.
And I think we're all indebted to Peter Drucker, who is no longer on this earth, but his writings and teachings are very much fundamental to good management, both for organizations and individuals. I'm often fond of telling the people in the groups and talking with something that Peter Drucker said in his management tome called Management Tasks, Responsibilities, and Practices. And he said, a business has to know more than that it's going to make a profit. It has to know what business it is in. And it's exactly the same for people. We need to be about more than earning the money to pay the mortgage and maintain our family. We need to know what business we are in as people. And that's what the Crystal Barclay Corporation is all about. It's about enabling people to know what unique angle of business, of professional work, are you just so uniquely qualified to be in that nobody else could do it quite the way you could. And that's what makes for a very, very successful and satisfying life.
That sounds great. Is there someone you'd like to mention who you know personally who's doing work you're especially excited about?
Well, I'll have to say I'm pretty excited about the Boeing Corporation, whose example I just used. From a client who is achieving wonderful work with people through storytelling that is broadcast often through National Public Radio, people change their point of view listening to that storytelling. And I watch, I watch clients doing these things all the time. So it's exciting to see them. And I think in spite of all the troubles in our world, particularly in our country, there is still a can-do attitude that if we can simply retain that and apply it to good work, we'll be part of that movement to make everything better for everyone.
That's a great example. Nella, please tell listeners how they can learn more about you.
Oh, it's very simple, www.careerlife.com. And anyone is certainly welcome to be in touch with me directly. It's so simple, Nella, my name, N-E-L-L-A, at careerlife.com. We're happy to talk to people about whatever their questions are with no obligation. We may be the right answer for them. We may not. We'll be happy to tell you what we think might work.
Great. Nella, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Nella Barclay, who is the co-founder of the Crystal Barclay Corporation. Thank you again, Nella, for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by 10 Strategic Partners. Be sure to visit our website at smashingtheplateau.com and join our email list to hear many more great interviews like this one. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on iTunes by going to smashingtheplateau.com/iTunes. I'm your host, David Schreiner-Kahn, and we'll be talking again soon.